Good evening. So welcome to the last talk of the Dev Room today. So I will talk about Poyu, some software for predictive text, but I also want to address this topic from in the beginning from a bit different angle. So I wanted to talk a little bit also about this idea of coding for language communities. So I'm one of the co-organizers of this Dev Rooms, and I want to present a little bit also about the idea, because now I give a talk in an event that is like addressed to software developers, but my background is actually linguistics, and I wanted to talk a little bit about language communities. So now we are in this communities, open source communities, free software communities. I wanted to talk a little bit also about language communities and what needs they have in terms of software and in terms of technology, so to like maybe find a link how those different communities could work together. So this is actually a map of the endangered languages in Europe. And this is like the area where I come from, to study endangered languages and to document endangered languages. So this is only Europe. So the white ones are more or less okay. And then the darker it gets, the more serious and endangered they are, and some are already extinct. And if you like zoom out of this map to the whole world, you will see that there's really a vast amount of languages that have only few speakers. So some of those languages might have only like 50 speakers, others have maybe a few hundred, a few thousand, but this is a completely different topic and different languages that we talked about in the talks before, like English, German, and so on, right? So people like speak these languages still, but normally those people don't have the opportunity to like have machine translation or even like keyboards and stuff, but we will get to that. So here are some images how we work. This is a language documentation project. Here you can see my friend Felix, who could not come today because he got sick yesterday. So this is how you collect data from about languages that are endangered. So you go there, you record videos and audios, and then you work together with informants to find out how the language works. And then you get an idea how the language like works, and you have some data. Normally you have some hours of video and audio, maybe 50 to 100 hours, and then you